Talking with Barrett Benson of SIU Basketball. Barrett, one of the first guys to commit to Brian Mullins and his basketball program when he got hired here. What convinced you to come to SIU?
It was a combination of things. Had a really good relationship with Coach Mullins. Known the family for a little while too. Played for their dad. We've also seen the group of returners that we had coming in or coming back, and what they produced on the court last year, and playing with the guys like Siku and Gooch, and knowing their potential as well. So getting that feel and the connection with the staff was a big thing. And this is a program that's had a winning tradition, but just with a new face. And who better to run it than Brian Mullins? Yeah.
You're kind of in an interesting position because you're a new guy here, but you're expected to be a leader because you're a graduate transfer and, you know, only 1 year here. Well, you've got a bunch of new guys here. What's it like being the new guy, but also trying to anchor and lead a bunch of the team?
Yeah, it was an interesting transition getting here in the summer, and like you said, trying to get my feet under me in a new position, new location, but also trying to be vocal throughout the practices and workouts, but felt like it's gone well so far, and continue to be vocal and just building that role.
You come from Northwestern, a Power 5 school. How do things differ from how things were run there to here?
I mean, honestly, there's a lot of similarities. The biggest thing would probably just be resources, but that's what is to be expected. But like I said, hasn't been a drop off for me. Everything that I need has been taken care of, so it's a great setup here as well.
How are things benefiting you by being here at SIU? I guess, you know, with things being slightly different, how do they benefit you?
Just being in, like you said, in this new role and being a new guy, but also having to be a leader, is challenging myself in that aspect too, of mentally coming every day and being sharp, because if I'm not sharp, I can't expect my teammates to listen to me if I'm saying anything like that as well.
This team has a lot of championship pedigree, or at least postseason pedigree, with you being in the postseason, Ronnie being in the postseason, and then a lot of the freshmen and sophomores that came in won a title in high school. You know, that it's a completely different mentality than what it was in the locker room a year ago. And can you describe it? How palpable is it?
Yeah, that's something that Coach Mullins has looked for. A lot of guys with a similar mentality and similar background and success. So that's something that's expected of us. And if we take care of what we need to take care of, we got to get back to that level as well.
How are guys like Siku and Stefan pushing you to be a better player?
Yeah, they've been pushing me a lot. Obviously, you've seen Savon, and he's a big guy, strong, got a really nice touch around the rim. Siku's also really strong as well. So having to battle against those guys consistently has been something that's been challenging, but also been very rewarding for me in the process.
Your father played in the NFL for 4 years. Do you have any pro aspirations in terms of basketball, or is there something else you're hoping to do once your career is over?
Yeah, definitely want to continue to play basketball for as long as I can, but just focus on this season. Everything will fall where it needs to fall after this.
Thanks, Barrett.
Yep, thank you.